I had an experience the other day where someone, a friend of mine, was talking about, well, we were talking together about procrastination and how much we've struggled with it in our lives. And I said something out of a combination of what you call humility, but also just wanted to commiserate with the person, and said like, oh, you know, basically I was very hyperbolic about how much of a procrastinator I am, but it felt true in the moment. It didn't feel false. It wasn't like I was putting on airs. It did feel true, because in reality, I've had plenty of moments of procrastination in my life. But then a few days after that, I was ruminating on that experience, and I don't know. It's kind of stuck in my crop, because the thing about, as you look back on your life, there's many different narratives you can tell about the same set of data points, because there are, like I said, plenty of times in my life where I've had, you know, practice procrastination, maybe even for prolonged bouts of time. But then there's plenty of other data points where I moved quickly and I was courageous and brave, and I moved into new experiences, even though they're kind of scary. And I did work in a timely fashion and, you know, took care of myself and didn't delay. And so, okay, what story should I tell about myself? You know, to other people, but more importantly to myself, what words do I use to describe who I am and what my past has been like? Because ideally, when we speak to ourselves, other people, we should be speaking truth, right? Ideally, it's true. But as a second thing to aim at, it should be useful. It should help us move forward in some way in our lives that is bettering our lives, right? And so, you know, I could easily say, bring up 20 different, you know, historical events in my life and as evidence to buttress my claim that I'm a procrastinator and, you know, I'm just all I've ever done. But that humility is self-sabotage. It is. It's not a very useful narrative. Humility is a really tricky thing, because it's super useful. We do tend, not everyone, but certainly some of us can get way too in love with our idea of ourselves and too sure of ourselves, too sure of our own ideas, and too sure of our place in the world, or centrality of our place in the world. And humility is a great check against that. I'm not better than other people. I'm not more important than other people. I'm not as great as I might make myself sound. I do have tons of flaws, you know, so on and so forth. Extremely useful psychological tool, humility is. But I want to be someone who doesn't procrastinate. I want to be someone who, you know, gets the most out of life, squeezes the juice while there's still juice to be squoze. Anyway, and so what words can I tell to myself and other people to make it more likely that I can move forward into that? And yeah, maybe it's better to err on the other side, be like, no, I'm not a procrastinator. I've had tons of experience at this, by grabbing opportunities and putting myself out there. And that's a real optimistic telling of my life story. And so that got me thinking about personal history versus collective history. Because collectively, we can tell lots of different stories about, just even think about the United States of America, we can tell lots of different stories about that. There's hopeful stories, optimistic stories, brutal stories, tragic stories, you know, generations of oppression and slavery. There's just lots of different stories to be told, and they're all true. There's lots of different points, moments in time, or patterns that it continued on through generations, and we're talking about all about true things. There's no argument as to the veracity of these different events. You know, let's take them for granted. But some, you know, make America look really shitty, and some make America look really great. And, you know, moving mankind forward towards freedom and liberty and equality. And of course, in reality, it's a mix. It's always going to be a mix, right? And so, but it got me thinking of, if in theory it is more psychologically useful for me to err on the positive side of my own personal history. And I don't know that that's true, but I'm guessing that might be true. To be like, I'm not a procrastinator. And so, you know, in a sense, that's not fully true, because I have plenty of moments in my life that I procrastinated. But to say that, to stay in tall, I'm not a procrastinator. No, I go out and get things. I feel myself kind of standing up a little taller when I say that and ready to move forward into that next chapter of my life. And, you know, this is probably a terrible analogy, but I can't help but think, like, are there useful and less useful ways for a country to wrestle with its own history? Because every country has really awful history and really great history. It's always going to be a mix. And it seems to me at this moment, and I'm not the only one who said this, but, you know, at this moment, it seems like progressive side of the political spectrum, it tends to focus on the negative aspects of America's history, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of terrible aspects of America's history. And the conservative side tends to focus on the positive aspects of America's history and, you know, celebrate those and celebrate traditions that are worthy of celebrating. So then, okay, is a question, do the conservatives have a more psychologically useful perspective in terms of propelling America towards a better future? That doesn't seem right, does it? Because we need to take account. There's a difference between procrastination when, you know, I'm not doing my homework on time. I'm not exercising the way I should be. I'm not pursuing my passions the way I should be or could be. There's a difference between that because that's basically harming myself. It's limiting my own future potential. And ways in my past that have actually hurt people, right? And so maybe the key distinction is that we should err on the side of confidence instead of humility when it comes to our self-limiting behaviors. But when it comes to the ways we've hurt other people, maybe we should err on the side of, you know, taking the blame. We did that. I hurt that person. I lied to that person. I, you know, whatever I did, I hurt their feelings. I hurt their body, whatever. Because there's something that doesn't ring true about, let's just focus on the beautiful parts of America's past as a more psychologically useful tool. But a lot of people were hurt. A lot of people were abused. A lot of people were exploited for many generations. Yeah. And so there's obviously a key distinction between who am I hurting with my behavior that I want to analyze from the past. Is it myself or is it other people? I don't know. I just got me thinking on that. Just the way we talk about history, because the reality is, as we all know, we will never be able to encompass it in one word. There's tons of contradictory data points, and there always will be. And this is without any falsehood, you know, only taking true events in place. To make a narrative out of that, to make it make sense of it, will always require some manipulation, some some picking and choosing. I mean, in theory, we can make a nuanced enough narrative that can hold all of it. Yeah. So the longer we're willing to speak on with, the more nuance we're willing to speak with, then the more accurate we can be. And maybe nuance can be psychologically useful too. So instead of veering from one end of the spectrum of like that false humility or that kind of hyperbolic humility and self-flagellation, self-sabotage, to, oh, no, I'm just confident, I'm not a procrastinator. Maybe the truth, and as exact of a truth as we can muster, is the most psychologically useful stance. To say, yes, I've had many moments in my life where I practiced procrastination, and many more, if not even more than the first number, where I've been gung-ho and, you know, just grabbing life by the horns kind of thing. And then so the question is, which of these two routes do I want to choose? Because certainly both are possible. And that's all true. You know, that's not picking and choosing. That's not, maybe that's the way to go. Instead of just veering from one extreme to the other of blindness to our faults to way overemphasizing our faults, we just try to be as exact as we can with our words, realizing that to appreciate the complexity of our past, to appreciate the nuance of our past, is to give space for our future. That act itself gives space for our future to breathe, because it's clear that we can go many different directions. We have that within us. We have the procrastinator, and we have the go-getter inside of us. Yeah. So I started out this little musing thinking that I need to amp up my confidence, because to do hard things in life, or just to live life to the fullest, you know, you gotta get some confidence, come some chutzpah, you know? And self-sabotage is not a good friend if you want to live as full a life as you can. And now I'm thinking that, maybe I wasn't quite right in my first orientation. Maybe just all I need to go for is nuance, detail, exactitude, with a little bit of wild chutzpah in there too, because fuck it, you know, we only get one life. We might as well live with our head up a little bit, you know, our chin up, and acknowledging that we've been wrong, we've done wrong, and we will do wrong in the future, you know, by ourselves and by other people. But that doesn't make us a wrong person. Anyway, kind of a muddle there, but I do think it's just incredibly important how, I'm not, and this is not a unique insight, how we talk to ourselves, how we frame the narrative of our past. Because we do, we have a lot of leeway in that, and how we string together the dots of our lives. And similarly, how we string together the dots of our collective lives. And that one's more troubling for me to figure out how to say true things, but also useful. Anyway, more food for thought for another time. I hope you're enjoying this day and hope you have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening. Happy when curious. As always, send me guest suggestions, thoughts, comments. Tell me I'm wrong. I love hearing it. happywhencurious@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time on Happy When Curious.